everyone, to a very special episode of European Stories from a Union of Volunteers. Today, we have a compilation of answers from past guests and me and Paola, where we answered the question, what does solidarity mean to you? In the end, there's a task for you to do if you want to participate. Yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Sharing and the famous thing, caring.
Such a loaded question. I feel like solidarity means a resonance, like a relatedness to people who shared the same or similar experience to you, or even if it's not the same or similar, that you can find some kind of like common ground with others around you. And I think that solidarity is something which has really impacted my life, or kept me motivated, especially given Brexit recently, because there's a really strong sense of solidarity with Europeans in the United Kingdom, and we are very much determined that we will stay connected beyond the transition period, and as they try and replace Erasmus with this lesser scheme, in my opinion. Solidarity can be, you know, in a positive or a negative situation, but we find togetherness through it.
Solidarity to me used to mean people coming together, and for a common interest. But what I've found in stuff that I've done since is that it can often mean it's the thought of doing stuff joined up, but in action, it can sometimes be what kind of tears us apart, like from a privileged point of view, like we're doing a thing and it's amazing. But I think true solidarity is when we really look left to right and see not just who are we going to have fun with and who will make our experience better, but how can we support others to make everyone's experience better? And whether that's in the short term or the long term, but that to me, solidarity is making sure that no one gets left behind.
For me, it means a complex of different terms. So it is openness, understanding, respect, and acceptance, like all these kind of things together. It's an attitude, so to say.
Giving without expecting anything in return, for sure. And then also always having somebody else's back, no matter what the circumstances are. So I believe solidarity is very much based on equity.
Usually we don't think about it like in our everyday life. But for me, solidarity is just respecting each other, listening to each other without judging, and focusing more on the aspects we have in common than in the aspect that separate us. Just also simply helping each other. And I think that is my kind of short description of solidarity.
Caring about the others and being kind and being thoughtful and putting ourselves in other people's shoes, also a cliche. but, you know, just be thoughtful and be kind to each other. And if we cannot be kind to each other, just let's try not to be mean.
So I was actually like very, very scared of this question because I'm so scared to answer it wrongly. But I think solidarity, what it means to me is that there's a group of people that really like they have the common interests, and it's, I don't know. I think solidarity is just meeting new people who have the common interest with you and who share the same love for traveling and, I mean, for everything at this point. So it's basically a group of people who love the same things you do, I think.
Solidarity has always been something I've been like extremely, extremely interested in. Like at my time at university, even before and now, I spend a lot of time reading like utopian literature or a lot of communist literature. So I suppose in this sense, solidarity is like at the core of it. You know, it's a continuous theme in it. And I suppose for me, solidarity is an action. Not something like that is static, but a continuously developing, and actually that's always evolving to your own personal experience and the experience of other people around you. And you can, through this solidarity, you create community with those around you. So I suppose in this way, the idea of solidarity as an action and being able to take into consideration other people's experience that may be different to yours. Like, for example, I suppose my experience in Geneva, you spend a lot of time with the children or people. The people here, we all share the same space,
yeah.
Right? But we may have had different experiences. We're having different experiences and opportunities here. But the fact that we share the same space gives us the opportunity to act in a way that creates a feeling of community, a feeling of solidarity, of compassion. And with the children, I suppose that is the important thing to, if they maybe have had difficulties before or mm-hmm. have difficulties now, to create an environment that is safe and secure for them. And so in that sense, solidarity can be amazing for just personal relations, like on a small scale between, you know, me and you,
yeah.
between me and a child, you know, whoever you come into contact with continuously. But it also has the power to, if we all think like this, if we all share that feeling of action and solidarity, it can be something greater than just, you know, personally, well, maybe not greater, but it can go beyond just the experience of me and one other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It can really create a positive result on a larger scale.
Solidarity is such a big word. I think solidarity for me means meeting each other on eye level, and something that goes in this direction of sharing is caring, and trying to support each other and trying to understand each other. And maybe also trying to unite to fight for the same cause, whatever this might be. And there's so many different types of solidarity. But I think, the core or essence for me is trying to meet each other on an eye level and trying to connect and understand each other.
Well, I could just throw in a synonym, I guess, you know, like companionship. But solidarity, it goes beyond giving, you know. It's not when I see the people in the street and asking for money or they're asking for something, you know, I'm a volunteer. I don't have money to give. I don't have much money to give, you know, but I've got time and energy and every day it's an exchange of energies, you know. So if you could just like exchange a smile or a story or just a courtesy, you know, just be like there and listen to the stories, because of course, there's the everyday needs of feeding yourself and putting a roof over your head. But there's also like the emotional feelings, you know, just to find a reason to stay alive without being too dramatic. You know, some people, you know, like a little conversation that can uplift you during the day, that has tremendous power. So it's like, that's what I would focus on in terms of solidarity, you know, like keep everybody happy, look after one another.
I think solidarity means there's a union or a group of people working together, helping each other, supporting each other, being creative together, and just kind of enjoying the time together.
Okay, to me, solidarity means to be empathetic, to be conscious mm-hmm. that there is something else other than our own bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that, that supporting someone else, possibly using your own privilege. We talked a lot about privilege, but this is what solidarity means to me. Using our own privilege, supporting someone else, empowering them. Doing so doesn't mean that you are giving up on something. I feel like supporting other people and giving away a little bit of your privilege makes everyone's lives better.
Okay, I will not say some words, but I will tell a story about solidarity because I think it's better. One friend of us was supposed to come back to Italy, but she couldn't because of COVID. It was just the first time that COVID was appearing. So it was all a mess, all of us, and she had to stay in Hungary because she couldn't fly back. And of course, there were no fundings for her, so the project couldn't pay her. But the radio was nice enough to not sell the flat and just let us stay in the flat without paying, and they were paying for it. And we were hosting her because she was left with no money. So we were hosting her, you know, with excuse like, come on, let's have dinner with us. So basically for 2 months, we invited her for dinner and lunch every time. And then when she came back, she just delivered us a lot of food from Italy, and we were so happy about this. So I think that the best example I can give you of solidarity.
Option to live in life better for me.
I think we all have the idea, but we say it different. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I think people have different even approaches to act in solidarity. For me, it's like usually, you know, getting together and taking action to help, to support someone and or some cause, and show the support to the community, let's say. For me, it's that, you know, helping the community and not expecting anything in return, because, you know, that's one of the greatest things you can do, you know, to show support, let's say, to the community. And the things you get back aren't necessarily, I don't know, financial or how do you call it, materialistic, right? But it's even better than that. So for me, I would say it's that.
Community?
Solidarity means for me, I think, like to accept people the way they are and to throw away the prejudices and try to listen to each other without judging each other, and just to accept other people the way they are and to try to understand that, like, everyone has their story and the way they are, it's because of some reasons, and we can all learn from each other. So just to be like open-minded and try to, you know, so help each other without expecting something in return.
Considering the impact of your actions and your choices on other people, so like whether it is to live a sustainable life or just wearing a mask, I think that's already kind of an example of solidarity. And then it's also to make an effort to contribute to society in some way. So like participation in an association or taking care of your grandparents or just demonstrate against or for something. I think there are a lot of examples of solidarity that you can implement into your daily life.
It means love and unity.
For me, solidarity is the synonym of together. To do something together, to be happy together, to work together, to love together. For me, this is solidarity, because all together we are doing something for us and for the others. And solidarity is to do something together.
And I would go with this definition that other guests, they already told us, that it's about like maybe put your own interest behind the interest of the group. So if it's for the group, then maybe you should go for a compromise, although you're not the fan of it, but you somehow can arrange with it. And I think that's also really much needed in nowadays time to agree on a consensus. Like maybe sometimes you don't have to always force your opinion, but maybe for the sake of the group spirit, arrange your interests. Of course, like you should not deny them, but... yeah, if it's for the consensus, then I think it's really important. So I think that's my today's definition of solidarity.
We've listened to a lot of answers to this question. And I have my own interpretation, but I would rather go with a different thing. I just typed on Google, what does solidarity mean? And I get I got the definition from Wikipedia. And there is... solidarity is awareness of shared interests, objectives, standards, and sympathies, creating a psychological sense of unity of groups or classes. It refers to the ties in a society that bind people together as one. So I guess it tells all. I think solidarity is being one for the other and doing things together.
We hope you got inspired by all the answers by our lovely guests. And if you want to participate and tell us what does solidarity mean to you, you can simply go to our social media, Instagram and Facebook, and leave a comment there under our post, which will follow soon.
Also give us an example of a solidarity experience that you had, not just like the definition of solidarity. It would be cool to share like solidarity moments that you had.
Thanks a lot already for contribution. And with this special episode, again, we wish you a very nice summer. See you then.
Enjoy the summer.